You've probably heard that Senate Republicans took the first steps towards repealing Obamacare this week. Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi led that effort. I caught up with him yesterday to chat about the all-night ordeal. My first question to Enzi was what time he got to bed on Thursday.
About 4:30 this morning. So we didn't get out of here until after 1:30. And then you have a lot of adrenaline buildup when you're handling amendment after amendment with only 2 minutes of debate in between each amendment.
As for what the Senate actually passed along party lines on Thursday morning, Enzi borrows a metaphor from Health Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander of Tennessee.
The problem that we have is that the bridge of Obamacare is collapsing. And the first thing you got to do when a bridge is collapsing is send out a rescue team. And that's all we did, was send out a rescue team. Now the rescue team has to see that people don't fall into the river, and that we get a number of different ways of getting across that same river.
As for that rescue team, Democrats say they've been given an impossible task if Republicans repeal the health law before replacing it. But Enzi counters that the GOP plan is much less complicated than the comprehensive attempt Democrats passed under President Obama.
It's only hard to grasp if you're anticipating that we're going to do a 2,700-page bill to fix it all at once. We're going to take the most critical parts and fix them as fast as we can. But parts is what we're talking about. Different bridges going across the river.
While President-elect Trump has talked about lowering prescription drug costs, Enzi says he's pushing things like health savings accounts, buying insurance across state lines, and setting up regional health associations or pools. He says he's been floating those ideas for a decade, and he's got proof.
When I got home last night, my wife had found this button, which is 10 steps, 10 stops to transform health care in America. And I did that over 10 years ago as we came up with a plan for, and I worked with Senator Kennedy on this, for a plan where we could get everybody who wanted insurance to have insurance. Now, we found that there are some people that do not want insurance, and we didn't feel compelled to force them to have insurance.
As for the politics of the GOP's replacement effort, Wyoming's junior Senator John Barrasso is a part of the Republican leadership team in the upper chamber. While he's a doctor, he's also been key to the party's anti-Obamacare messaging campaign over the past few election cycles.
We want to protect patients. No one is going to lose their insurance after we repeal this and the next day.
The key to what he said is the next day, as in they may lose their insurance down the road. Democrats say the GOP has produced no plan to keep those millions of people insured. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says his party will call the GOP's bluff if they propose a plan that rips away millions of people's health insurance.
Yeah, they can't get from here to there right now, but as long as we keep them committed to there, which is a replacement plan that looks and feels just like the ACA does for the 20 million people who have it, that's a good place for us to be.
But Barrasso maintains his party can keep millions of people covered, even without the current mandate for everyone in the nation to be insured.
The individual mandate that you have to buy a government-approved product, I believe, is illegal. The Supreme Court ruled differently, called it a tax. But the people of Wyoming know that this is the most unpopular part of the health care law. People of Wyoming are not going to tolerate it, and I'm not going to tolerate it. And to me, it's part of the initial repeal bill. It's one of the reasons that we have to repeal the health care law.
With the Republican Party in disagreement on how exactly to change the healthcare system after it was extended to millions of Americans for the first time, critics fear the transition will be chaotic and messy, which is what Democrats are banking on as they ramp up their efforts to win back voters in the 2018 midterm elections. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.